live without me. No, you can't live without me.
I know
you can't live without me. No, you can't.
Is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment. Thank you guys for hanging out. Do some scamming scammers with Carolyn. As I said at the top, when we last left off, Carolyn needed me for her business to send somebody in the United States an iPhone, or several iPhones, the new iPhone 11, as it were. And and Fake Davin was going through some things. Fake Davin went to a Skid Row concert, and then something, or a Sebastian Bach concert, and something happened. We haven't figured out what happened, but Fake Davin's been out of sorts. He's been out of sorts. So the last thing Fake Davin wrote to Carolyn on October 1st was, you know what, if you email me, you email me, because she hasn't been as around as much, you know, like Fake Davin just going through things. He needs somebody there for him, and she's not being a good girlfriend. It's no longer just about Forex. There's real feelings in a fake world. All right, so we will go October 2nd. She goes, I truly understand you. Good morning. I said, good morning. Why did you want to date me? It really doesn't seem like you want any of this, which is fine. Just wish you would tell me that. So already, you know, Fake Davin, he's not feeling the love. Doesn't need this. He wasn't looking for love. He wasn't looking for Forex. Wasn't looking for any of this shit.
No.
No. She goes, scene, darling. I feel awful that you feeling like our love shouldn't be.
Love.
I chose you because I'm fully confident in myself. You so easy to talk to and relate with. You so funny in your charming ways. Babe, don't let little situations that can be controlled cause issues that would develop unwanted doubts in our hearts. I cherish you so much to lose you. You're darn fucking straight. What do you think, Joe?
You know, I find it so interesting where it, you know, from something to go to a business angle to where it is now, it would be more, you know, like personal. Like if you knew somebody, and then you might want to go. You want to go out for a drink, and then you really hit it off, and then you start spending a lot of time, and then you start falling in love with each other, which is something that happens, you know, probably over a 4 month period. I mean, if things really spark, it maybe a month period, but it just seems very odd and very artificial.
Well, I mean, it's all happening online. We can't go for drinks. And, you know, about 7 days ago, she did ask me for an expensive phone. So, you know, there
yeah.
is that.
She's okay with that part of your closeness.
That's the old scammer angle.
Sure. So I go, don't really think it is a little situation. I had a life-changing experience Wednesday night. You knew that. You've not inquired. When I care about someone, and I do care about you, I want what is best for them. I worry about them. I will try and be their rock. I just don't think there is room in for love in your life. I feel you would rather build your empire than build a relationship. That is fine. I know you are driven. I respect that. I'm not a needy partner. Not this version of me, anyway. I just like to know I'm in a relationship. I've dated professional women and cheerleaders and women in government and trust fund babies. I've been fine in all sorts of relationships. The difference between them and you is they actually made me feel like I was important to them. The only time I ever felt important to you was when you were trying to get me to invest, and that was important to your bottom line.
Now that's kind of good, because basically
you're damn straight it's good.
Her being a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And in her being professional in nature, and who you dated, and basically you preface it on her trying to sell you something. So it's almost like if we dated somebody and stuff like that, and you know you know you're a comic, and oh you're a comic, and I don't know if I could deal with you being out all the time, and you're a bit. You know, it's kind of.
Are we talking about fake me or you now? Wait, who are we talking about? Fake me or real Joe?
Just in general, comics.
Okay.
not only our situation, but you know when you're sitting in the bar, the green room, and you're talking to some of the guys or the girls. Oh, I'm dating somebody now. They don't like me being a comic because I'm out and people. But that's what we do. And it's in the context of what we do that is a problem in the relationship. You kind of spelled it out to her that due to her professional nature and what she does, it could be a problem in the relationship and your objection to that.
Well, I'm not really objecting. I mean, I'm not objecting to her job. I'm objecting to the fact that she doesn't seem to make any time for me. And I'm telling her I've dated all these fine women. I'm also creating the fact that I am not a loser. I'm telling her I've dated all these other, you know, whether they be hot or people of power or people of business. So slow your roll, toots. I know you're a sweet-looking piece of ass, but I don't give a shit.
But also you're sprinkling baby powder on her ass, telling her that you're feeling this because she's a professional woman, which is kind of ego boosting too, you know.
Well, yeah.
You know, sometimes like when you hear some of the guys, you know, when, like I go back to the comic thing when you one of the guys or the girls talking, you know, and she says that she doesn't want to be with you. You stand tall because you're a comic. This is what we do. So it's kind of a pride of what we do. Where you kind of go, well, if they want to go their own way, this is what we do. This is what she does, you know.
Well, I'm giving her the out. So she goes, I'm really sorry if I make you feel that way. It makes me feel so bad. I go, so what do you want to do? I get the feeling that sex with you would have to be completed in 3 minutes. After that, you just vanish and we'll be off selling some commodities or crypto. Not much time for cuddling, LOL. Are we going to call it quits and part as friends, or can you find time to try and get to know each other and better and possibly grow closer?
That's reasonable.
Sure. I want to know where this fake relationship's going.
Yeah. Now.
Don't we all?
Yeah. You're throwing a wrench in the works because basically she's figuring she'll take the love angle and she'll woo you in and then she'll make the play. She made the play for the phone, then the play for the money. Now you're going, well, I expect more if we're in love. And now she's like, oh, for Christ's sakes. Now I gotta get more involved with this. I just wanted to get in, get the phone, keep them going, little sweet nothings and stuff like that. Now I gotta get more involved with this, and it's like, ugh.
I'd like to think that she knows that I want to be invested with her, and she's excited that I'm willing to do more with her, and I'd like to think that this warms her heart. I'd like to think she's happy, Joe.
Yeah, well, not so much. It's going to be a federal case.
Well, she goes, yeah, I want us to grow dear. I really want this, and I'll do my best. So fuck you, Joe. She wants it too.
Yeah, you're doing her best. You know, maybe her best isn't going to be good enough.
Well, that's possible. I go, that's all. I go, that's all I can ask. Do I ever get to see you, or will you be mailing me drawings from a sketch artist? I still want to have this video chat. She goes, yeah, you will, dear. I go, cool. Otherwise, I'll just show people a troll and say it is you. What email will you be using for Hangout? Remember, she wanted to get me on Hangout. So then I sent her like I sent her a picture of a really ugly troll. I sent her
like one of those troll dolls.
Yeah, no, uglier. An ugly, gnarly looking troll.
Ouch!
I go, this is my boo Carolyn. Isn't she lovely?
Oh, man!
And she comes back with a bunch of smiling, laughing emojis. She goes, that's really funny. I go, how dare you laugh at my boo? She is beautiful to me. You have the same hair as her.
Oh, my God.
She goes, aw, that's good.
Strangling and coming out of the middle of her head.
She goes, aw.
Really?
That's good. Beauty is really in the eyes of the beholder. I go, agreed. And if I don't see you soon, that is what my friends will be beholding. They will think I really did well for myself.
Wow. You know, before you were spouting off about all the different kinds of women that were into you and that you got to date, and now you're showing off your friends. Look at the troll I'm dating now.
Yep.
I think that reflects badly on fake Devin.
Nah, any place to stick it. Anyway, she goes, I'll surely stun them. I go, LOL, stun is a great word for it, for sure. Anyone can date a 10, but when you date a -3, that is truly something.
A -3. Odd numbers are always funny.
Okay.
They are.
I noticed you did not comment on my sex joke. I'm sorry to offend. Clearly overstepped when I said 3 minutes. I know that's a long time. Let's play it safe and say you are out at 67 seconds. So then she sends me a voice message, which I don't have anymore because Instagram. But I have, she sent me like a nice voice message. It was nice to hear her voice. Giggly, happy, good mood. So I got the girl. I got the girl, kids. Sexy sounding girl.
Wow.
Yeah. I am nothing if not a wonderful distraction. Let me know when you go to Hangouts. Nice to hear your voice. And she goes, okay, dear. Then she sends me the, I don't know what the hell happened. I go, what email are you using on Google? Oh, she said gmail.com. I go, what email are you using on Google? I cannot find Carolyn Fuchs. Are you going by trollgirl69@gmail.com? So then she gives me CarolynFuchs2007@gmail.com. That's her email. And I don't care if she gets emails or not. I go, okay, guess someone else had TrollGirl69. Sorry you missed it, boo. And then later on I asked how my brilliant lady was doing this evening. And then, let's see. Hold on, I gotta go to Instagram. Hold on, let's see if this works. Oh, God.
Having an Instagram moment.
So this is October.
Changing screens.
This is on Hangouts. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. So let me do Instagram, and then I'll do the Hangouts. I'm going to do all of one platform, then go to the other. I know it's not necessarily going to be working with the time thing, but it's just easier for me when I collate this shit. So this is October 3rd.
Yeah.
This is on Instagram. So she goes, you send me a message on Hangout? I'm good, dear. I go, not sure how to do that. I will email you then. If I can't figure it out, you can invite me. She goes, okay, dear. I go, or you can invite me, LOL. I think this is your way of making me ask first since you insta-proposed to me. I sent it. So I told her I sent it. Well, that didn't make you respond any quicker. LOL, hope you had a nice day. Remember, she told me she wanted me to go on there so she could respond quicker, which was bullshit.
Yeah.
So then we...
Which is bullshit. Oh, gee whiz.
So then we go to... Fuck. Oh, come on. This fucking thing skipped down. So now I gotta fucking scroll up. It's a pain in the ass. So I gotta go.
Welcome to my world.
So this is what I have. I actually have this written down. On October 3rd, I go, hi, Carolyn. Will you please hang out with me and make me the happiest boy in Google Hangouts? So that was my first message ever to Carolyn on Google Hangouts. So now we'll go to October 4th on Instagram. I send her a message. I go, hi. And then she responds, yes, I did have a nice day. Then I go, well, that is you. That is you. You never responded. Well, that is. I go, well, that is. I don't know what the fuck I wrote. You never responded to me, Hangout. That is good. It should read. Oh, that is good. Good talk. Always nice catching up with you. Sigh. So then we're going to go to Hangouts while I fucking scroll up. So that was all we did on Instagram. And then here's a little bit more on Hangouts from October 4th. It gets really fucking messy at times. So I'm just trying to figure this shit out. You know, me filling is good, though. If you guys don't want to ask any questions or anything, that'd be perfect.
Well, you're switching back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm confused a little because I thought you said Insta Hangout. There are two different platforms, right?
Yes. So it's
Instagram
it's
and Hangout.
Instagram and Hangout. So very often, okay. I am on both platforms at the same time, on the same day. So it gets kind of crazy. So
because I'm 103 as far as those different platforms are involved.
So on October 4th, I wrote, hello, and she wrote back, hello, babe, I'm sorry for the delay. Yeah, I will surely make you the happiest boy on Google Hangouts. So that was our first conversation on Hangouts. So now let's go to, let's see what date do we have next here. Sorry, bear with me. It gets really fucking crazy. What the fuck happened?
Well, this is a point in which normally if I'm jumping around between screens, you yell at me. So I think that I should be viciously excoriating you for wasting time.
Yes.
He's your boss, though. He don't want to hear that.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Autistic genius right now as he looks intently on where he could be on whatever platform he's on.
Just trying to get... You fucking animals deal with this. All right. So then she wrote. This is still October 4th. I go, hey, sweetie, how are you this fine, fine Sunday? Where did you go? Is there a monster in Hangouts too? She goes, I'm doing good today. How about you? No monster, dear. I go, excellent. Are you resting up? Remember, she disappears. I said there was a monster under bed. I go, I am good. I need to decide if I'm going to a festival or if I will get some work done. And she goes, and she says, yeah, she's preparing for a public health seminar where she's volunteering. That's good, dear. What do you have to do? What work do you have to do? I always try to cover work before fun. Like that, I don't have to worry about workload when I'm relaxing. I go, really? Tell me all about it. Well, I have to make a story for my radio show and then a lot of work for my website. One day and we're doing that right now.
Is that the first time that you've mentioned your radio show to her?
It is. It is the first time.
Now, did you mention the... Okay, well, I'm listening in real time. So, yeah, the radio show. I wonder if she asked what the radio show is.
Like, if she caught that.
Yeah, we'll see. So I go, one day I will be your fun. She goes, oh, you need to do that, dear. Clear the work before the festival. Yeah, you surely will be. I go, yes, Mom, LOL. She goes, you'll be the one I look at and my heart skips. I want every day with you to feel fresh. I go, aw, I want that very much, too. So now we will go to October 5th. What?
Joe needs a barf bag for this segment.
Oh, whatever. He just doesn't want me to be happy. It's a shame. What the fuck happened here? This is a pain in the... See, it fucking skips down every fucking time. That's the problem with this shit.
Irritating.
October 5th, she writes, hey, bae. I go, hey. She asked me how I am today. This is on Instagram, by the way. I go, I'm fine. She asked me what I've been up to. I go, trying to recover and working. She goes, I hope you don't overwork yourself, dear. I go, I could say the same for you, but work is your life, isn't it? She smiles. She goes, I just knew you were going to talk about me. I go, I did the Hangouts like you asked. And I go, gone again. She goes, sorry, I forgot. I'll activate. Oh, I guess this happened before. I'll activate before chatting there more often there. So this happened before the conversation I read. Not a big fucking deal. Carolyn, why are we even doing this? Because she keeps disappearing. I go, I don't get. No, she goes, I don't get. I go, dating, if that's what you call it. I agreed to a long-distance relationship because I wanted to get to know you better. But since we said we were together, you are even further away. You are a lone wolf, which is fine. Why am I here? She smiles. She goes, you disturb yourself over trivial issues. I told you to take things easy with me. Soon I'll be on my rest period from work, and I'll have the time for you. I go,
just basically calling you a needy bitch.
No, listen. I'm just saying, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Is it just about the phones and the Forex investment? That can't be it.
That can't be why.
I go, I'm not asking you to tell me your deepest secrets. I don't even know if you have siblings. She goes, I do have, actually. You didn't bother to ask me all this while.
Ooh. So now you're the one who's not paying attention.
Well, I'm sure that'll work out well for her.
Yeah.
I go, I never get a chance. When we started talking, you went to selling me your site, to flirty, to jealous, to sell. When did I get the chance? I spend hours talking to you, but you were busy, so you don't have seconds. I'm willing to be on Team Carolyn, but it needs to feel like a team. Do you understand me? So I fucking put it right back in her court.
Oh,
yeah,
boy,
you did.
You are a bitch. Holy cow.
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh boy, you are a bitch.
Oh, what? Fuck you.
I'm the low person on your totem pole of priorities. That's what my ex-girlfriend used to tell me. You know, say, things haven't changed. So it was the band practice, you know, a comedy gig. I'm on the bottom of your totem pole of priorities. I'm like, you're damn right, Pocahontas.
Yeah, well, yeah, but Fake Davin doesn't need this shit. Fake Davin wasn't looking for this. She wanted the relationship,
right.
So you know what? Let's get on board. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So, and Fake Davin does tend to be needy in certain relationships. Depends what's called for.
Yeah.
There's other relationships where he doesn't give two fucks. We've done that too. Never,
I know.
It's very rare that Fake Davin is stable.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is actually a pretty stable fake Davin, if you think about it.
Yeah, so far, because this fake Davin is not shooting at the TV or anything.
No, doesn't have a keystroke. She goes, she smiles, she goes, "You just have your own way of making me laugh, always." I go, "I could be a wonderful boy, I could be a wonderful friend, boyfriend, lover to you, but I don't think you really want that. I can make you laugh, challenge you, support you, love you, but there is no opportunity given. I'm used to having a girl on my arm. With you, I can't even get you in a chat." She goes, "Really? Is that what you think?" I go, "That I can make you happy?" She goes, "That I don't give you the opportunity. Really? That's what you think? Or you're saying now?" I go, "Yes, I think that. Not sure what changed, but you were either busier or more distant. I had a major bad thing happen a few weeks back, and you didn't even really ask. I'm not a little bitch, you assholes." It was like fake Davin knew. Fake Davin knew we would get to this point, and you two needed a talking to and a finger wagging.
Yes, so that was really meant more for us.
Yes.
In the future.
Yes.
He doesn't see it.
I'm not a little bitch. I don't need you fawning over me. It's just if I'm going to change my whole life and be faithful to a woman who is far away, that I'm not just some fool. That this is important to you, too. Remember, I got to keep... Remember, the more time she spends with me, the less damage she can do, and the more money she's wasting. So I need to keep her engaged.
You want to know? You want to know something? About a minute ago, I actually was thinking that, you know, with the whole thing of what you want and what you're looking for and stuff like that. This is going to take some time, and I actually thought that, you know.
Yeah, she's not making it easy.
No,
you're not making it easy either. She's going to have to invest a lot more. No pun intended.
Sure.
are you worth the effort? We go. Stay tuned.
Of course I am. She goes, "I told you earlier that I had a set target to attain this year in my firm. Sorry it's affecting you, dear. It's only on weekends. I make out a little time." So I said, come on. Bear with me, please. Papers are sticking together. I said, "That's great. And then there will be another goal and another goal. I'm not mad. I just don't really know why you want to be in a relationship. I mean, this is the beginning. This is the foundation. Shouldn't we be trying to build this? I don't want to fight for you to I don't want to fight or for you to feel bad. How often do you want to talk to me? Seriously, you vanished in the middle. Carolyn, that is the type of thing that makes me wonder." I hate the vanishing. I hate that shit. These fucking scammers do it and it annoys the fuck out of me.
Yeah, you hate being ghosted.
I do.
That's like I hate fish. I hate all the swimming they do.
No, I mean
swim. All they do is swim.
No, I had more. I had other scammers that didn't vanish in the middle of conversations.
Yes.
Well, I know, but he's got a good point.
Oh, no,
it's like
doesn't.
It's one of the things that a lot of them do. It's like, you know, damn sky being blue and all.
Yeah, stupid sky, blue.
I'm not telling her don't ask for shit. That's what they do. I didn't say don't ask for shit. Don't try to scam me. I'm just saying pay attention to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all a boy wants.
Exactly. I mean, you're never going to get anything from me, but let's pretend you will. I need her to be better at her job so I can be better at my job. She goes, "I don't vanish."
A skills session.
Yes. She goes, "I don't vanish. I'm always in for you." I go, how often do you want to talk? She goes, "Whenever I'm free." She goes, "I just wish you could understand me very well." I go, "Maybe if I actually saw you, I would be more at ease." I'm pushing for this video chat.
Sure.
She goes, when I come to U.S., I'll make sure you'll be the first person I set my eyes on before I get to do any other thing. All right, maybe she's real.
Can I say something? It's interesting where I've discussed in the past that they have their whole strategy, and it always winds up to a phone or something like that. You kind of got your pattern, too, where you go in, and it winds up to a video chat almost all the time.
Well, yeah, I'm doing that on purpose. I want to see because they can't do it. They can't do it. And the one time they did do it, it was amazing. But
but what I'm saying is that they have their pattern. But it just dawned on me, because, like I said, I sit with Eclipse all the time, that that's your pattern.
But remember, Joe, the more I ask them, the more bullshit they have to invent, and the more persistent I have to be. It just fucking spirals.
Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against that, and it's fun to watch them dance around it. But, it's funny where, you know, scammer and anti-scammer both have their running order of things that they go through.
Well, we'll see.
It's a dance.
It is a dance.
A dance.
So
it's a dance.
I go, you could see me right now if you wanted to. It all makes me uneasy. She goes, uneasy how and why? I go, people can be anybody they want online. It's much harder to do that when you look at someone. I can't figure out why you won't video. Yet you say you will. I know you won't. The
nice.
Dance, Joe. The dance. I'm dipping. I am dipping her in the dance. She goes, OMG, why do you keep making me look like the bad person here? Because you are.
Yeah.
Because you are.
I go, no judgment, just the reality. You asked me a question. I answered. Would you prefer I lied? There was a time you called me sketchy. Why would you think I would never video with you? I don't want to make you feel bad, Boo. Do you understand why I have concerns? Damn monster under the bed came and swallowed the fair maiden Fuchs again. She vanished on me again. Then I send
her... Damn monster.
I send her various gifts of, like, monsters and shit. And she puts, like, petrified emojis. I go. Why are you worried? I also gave her like Lady and the Tramp, like sharing a spaghetti.
Cute.
I go. Why are you worried? I gave you Lady and the Tramp. Is it the spaghetti? Are you gluten intolerant, Boo? If you are, I'll protect you from the wheat. I won't let them hurt
are
your
you
tummy.
Gluten intolerant. That's hysterical.
Meanwhile, she's
gluten intolerant.
Meanwhile, she's like, what's with the dogs?
Oh, but let's do the whole Lady of the Tramp thing with this guy. Are you gluten intolerant?
And then I correct myself. I go, flour, not wheat. I had to correct myself on fucking gluten. You know, I want it to be correct. You know, if you're spinning
right.
bullshit, you got to have your facts straight.
Right.
So this is October 6th on Instagram. I write her, I go, good morning, Boo. She goes, morning, dear. Hope you are good. I go, just walking in from my show. Did you sleep well? Because this is at night. She's way ahead of us. Did you sleep well? She goes, yeah, I did, but woke up too early. What time is your show? I go, it started 9:30 my time, but by the time I'm done dealing with the fans, taking pics, autographs, merch, etc., it gets late. Did you dream about me? I ask. She goes, yes, dear. On our private yacht on a vacation together. I go, really? I think you're messing with me, LOL. She goes, how? You don't believe you could own a yacht? No, that's not the part I don't believe.
You, too, can own a lot. No money down.
She goes...
Take my seminar to learn how.
the Asian guy. I remember that. I go, I meant that you had the dream, silly. She goes, oh, okay. So what kind of dream did you want me to have? I go, I love that you had that dream. Tell me about it. And never ask a guy what type of dreams he wants his best girl to have, LOL. You'll wind up getting a very sexual answer. Then I give her a little devil emoji. Uh-oh. The monster under the bed got my Boo. I wrote you back in Hangouts. Did you get the notice? So now I have to go to fucking Hangouts. So now if you guys have comments, would be the time.
As you're going from one thing to another.
Yeah, get used to it, fucker.
So you had left her a message in the other platform,
yes.
And you're like checking with her. Had she seen it yet?
Yes, because I'm trying to fucking figure out where she is, what she's checking, and everything. But I mean, this isn't very scammery. I mean, she's really not. I mean, it's been over 10 days since she asked for something and she didn't get it, and she hasn't kept. She hasn't been bringing it up.
No, she's. This is, like, really the slowest scammer that we've seen.
Yeah, I like it. That's why I think it's real. I feel good about this.
Uh-huh.
No?
Yeah.
I would be really nervous if it really was something real at all. I would be like, oh, my God, we're scamming a real person.
So, all right.
No, she's not real.
No, right, I know.
So let me read this bunch of things. from Hangouts. I go, hey, sweetie, how are you this fine Sunday? I go, where'd you go? Is there a monster in Hangouts too? She goes, I'm doing good today. How about you? No monster, dear. I go, excellent. Are you resting up? I go, I am good. Need to decide if I'm going to a festival or if I will get some work done. So, wait, I read the public health seminar, right? I read that stuff? Yeah, I read that.
Yes.
All right. So I go, so she goes, yes, you surely be. So she tells me to go to work. I go, yes, Mom, LOL. She goes, you'll be the one I look at and my heart skips. I want every day with you to feel fresh. I go, aw, very much. I want that too. She goes, you're like my kryptonite. I go, I really do. I really do like you a lot. How is that to the kryptonite? She goes, aw, you really don't know how I feel about you. I go, nope. You keep things close to the vest. That's okay. I knew that going in. She goes, well, I really like you a lot, and unlike my other relationships, I see a future with you. If all aligns, we'll be together. Don't know if to say forever, but yeah, I got you on my mind. It's about fucking time. This is
wow.
You know, you're such a sour
just
pussy.
Barfing again.
Such a
oh,
sour.
Oh, God, I hope she's wearing a back brace, because shoveling all that horse shit might throw a disc out.
I go, oh, I hope so. I go, I'm really not into long-distance love, but I feel like you're worth a shot. She goes, we'll dance in the dark with me between your hands, barefoot on the ground, listening to our favorite. I don't deserve this, but darling, you are special to me. That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
Oh, whatever. I go, why would you say you don't deserve this? You're a great person, Caroline. You deserve whatever you desire. She goes, well, I really like you, and I desire you. Fuck yeah.
And your investment money.
No, you know, what are you, Team Joe? Shut up. Shut up, stupid. So I give
You're
her...
You're going to be team broke if you give her money.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine, thank you. This is before COVID-19 when I was working.
Gotcha.
So I give her a kiss emoji. She goes, don't you go making me fall in love, girl. I already have you on my mind all the damn time. She goes, well, I'm head over heels already for you. You're becoming an integral part of my life. I go, I really had no idea. Listen, I'm sorry for the drama. I just had some devastating stuff happen, and I really like you, so I'm a bit more scattered than usual. You still there?
And she still hasn't fucking asked what it was.
No, she is not.
I still like him. Don't make me go falling in love, girl. All right, Brett Michaels.
Nothing wrong with that, my friend. Every scammer has an ask. It's my hit song. I go, you still there? She goes, yeah, baby, I'm here. What happened? Talk to me. See, Pip? She's asking.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think I say?
I don't know what happened.
What do you think, Joe?
I think you're going to have an issue. One of your little issues come up.
I go,
one of his little issues? No, this is going to be a new issue.
Drinking or cocaine or male stripper or, you know, stuff like that. It's time.
It's time.
I think he killed somebody.
That would be good.
So what the hell are you laughing at? He could have, you know.
You know what? You never know what fake Davin's going to do. And he just kind of casually slips it in there.
He's got a TV set, for Christ's sake. Nothing's off the table.
So I write,
very Elvis.
I write, not something I want to write. When we video or see each other, I will tell you. It has changed me, though. Hopefully for the better. But right now, it's rough.
Mm. Okay.
She goes, is it physical, emotional, financial? Give me a clue. My mind is running in circles here. I go, honestly, all of it. Don't worry about me. She goes,
now, the funny thing is, I was going to be an asshole and go, all of it. No, it is all of it. Good move, because now you got her intrigued.
Yes.
And if she's intrigued and a video chat will answer the questions, human nature might take over. And she's like, I don't give a shit if I'm a scammer or I'm in love with him or whatever. I got to find out what's cooking. Just because that curiosity as a human being takes over, well, I'll go bullshit if I don't find out. I'm going to have to talk to stupid online.
She loves
well,
stupid.
And also, it's kind of interesting because if it was something so horrible that you can't talk about it by writing, oh, it's so much better to be videotaped saying it.
Well, that's
hey,
true.
Hey, Pip, I just noticed something. With you with the headset on, and the purple yeah. is behind you, you look like customer service at the cannabis center.
Wow. That is very
specific.
How do you
specific. Know that that's not my side gig?
You would have bragged.
Really? I'll be placing a call after the show.
She goes, that's what you might say, but it still doesn't change the fact that I'm restless and apprehensive until you tell me what's happening. I go, I appreciate that. I'll survive. Then she gives me 4 crying emojis. You'll make me sad. I go, don't be sad. She goes, well, you're about to make me sad. First of all, the first step is opening up to each other. I go, hun, I feel a lot of shame. I write for a living. I feel if I write it out, it will fuck me up. I won't be able to write things that make people joy, bring people joy. I'm sure you think I'm weird, sad face.
Do you see how her curiosity is taking over? Never mind the phone. Never mind the Forex stuff. I got to find out what's going on. Just as human nature, it's going to bug the shit out of her. It's like, you know, it's like if somebody, you see somebody and go, hey, man, I got to talk to you about something. I'll talk to you about it later. Until you talk to that person, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Bro? I wonder what the big why wouldn't he tell me then? Blah, blah, blah. It's just human nature. So it's kind of like, you know, you're driving a little deputy dog.
Well, you got to remember, once we get the ask, then it's delay. That's the once it's game on. Now I got to see how long I can keep this going. You kids think it's going to end this month, so we got to see if you guys are right or not. Because she's asked.
Right.
Looks like there's a little more stringing along going on. So yeah.
She goes, well, you should know you're the best version of yourself. You're the rarest piece of yourself. You're a diamond. I most certainly am.
Ugh.
I go, is that so? I go, well, I don't know about that, but I'm still standing. Just have a lot more dirt and dents. She goes,
you're the best version of yourself?
Sure.
What the fuck?
Well, as opposed to somebody who's like pretending to be me.
You ever see those motivational paintings that they have at work with some bullshit saying on it? Stuff like that.
You know?
Yeah,
like no.
And an eagle.
No.
There's somebody skiing, you know?
Right, yeah.
You know, two people connect, and you kids just can't have it.
Joe and I have our own versions of motivational posters in our heads, and they're not something you'd hang up on the wall.
You know, there's a mountain and the eagle or some bullshit thing, you know, tries to be superior, some shit like that.
Mine would be like standing in the kitchen making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, good for you. You didn't kill yourself today.
Yeah. Mine would be a pile of shit with fuck it on it.
She goes,
believe me, that's the one I wanted to paint today. What a lousy day.
Oh.
She goes, pour your heart out. Over the years, I have learned that the world appreciates the truth. I go, I agree with that. Truth is paramount.
Truth is paramount?
That's what I said to
her.
Please. That's what I said to her.
Oh, okay.
She goes, everybody has a lot of dirts and dents. Overcoming that is the war. But life doesn't bring wars that are greater than you. Whatever you come across in life, you have the ability to conquer. I go, are you an inspirational speaker on the side, Boo? What is your dirt and dents, baby? Let's see. Well, I'm a scammer, see? And I thought...
Right?
She goes, well, a lot have to pour out and say. Well, we'll get to that. I go, what about that trust and opening up thing you said, LOL? You tell me if and when you want. She goes, yeah, baby, I'll be back. A neighbor is at the door. I go, okay, talk to you later. She gives me a bunch of smiling and kissy emojis. Then later on, she goes, hello, baby. I go, hi. She asks how I'm doing. I go, I'm okay. I ask how she is. She goes, pretty well. She's holding up. I go, holding up? Something wrong? She goes, I've had better days, LOL. I go, bad day at the office? Then she's gone. I go, alrighty then. Good talk. So weird.
She goes, silly.
She goes, I'm here, babe. Really bad week at the office. The figures are high, but my heart is low. I go, you are all about the figures. It is your number one priority. Why the low heart? She goes, the figures are not my priority. Everything was great, but I just feel bad. And I think that's a good place to end it.
Huh.
The figures are not her priority?
Nope.
She's full of shit. If she,
oh yeah.
Let me tell you something. My numbers were off this month. My numbers in April were atrocious, and then they started to grow and grow and grow, and my numbers for August were down, which kind of pissed me off because I figured we were going on an upward gain out of the COVID. So,
sure.
Like I said, that's my business. That's my job. And I was really pissed at the numbers because I thought I was going to do better numbers last month. That's my job. That's my business. For her, and to me, yeah, that's a big deal to me. For her to be a businesswoman and go, yeah, the numbers were down, but that's not a big deal. Bullshit.
Yeah.
So what do you make of this week?
Well, I think that I'm intrigued to find out what terrible, you know, firing on several different negative cylinders thing happened to Fake Davin. And I want to know, when is she going to take the bait and, you know, desperate to find out what it is and actually give you the video chat that you're so desire.
But she might be countering against him because Davin's whole thing is that there's something bothering me, and I don't want to tell you about it right now. So that's her, like I said before, that's her getting intrigued. However, he comes back and goes, yeah, something's going on at work. Well, what's going on? I don't want to talk about it. Something's going on at work. She kind of touche'd you there, where now you're both wondering what the hell is going on with each of you. Kind of keeping it interesting. So basically, if you want to have the talk, well, I mean, have the video chat. Well, not right now. I got stuff going on. Tell me about you. Well, I'd rather discuss it on a video chat. So it might be a Spanish standoff that we might be walking into next week.
I believe that's a Mexican standoff.
Mexican, Spanish, it's all the same. But it might be a Mexican standoff next week.
I feel like Fake Davin had issues with some insecurity and wanting more time, and I feel like Carolyn is starting to rise to the occasion. I feel like they grew a little closer this week.
Yeah, she was certainly giving a little bit more of the lovey-dovey talk.
Yeah, a little bit more lovey-dovey.
Well, she has to because you're telling her that you're looking for more.
Well, that's the gig. That's the gig.
You know, and also there's a little level of intrigue on your end, and now she put a little level of intrigue on her end.
We also have not had a request for me to invest in quite some time.
No, not a long time.
So, I don't know.
I'm buttering you up. There's probably going to be another investment coming down the road, maybe dropping something like 20 G's or something like that. So it's going to take time.
All right. You are very skeptical. I feel good things for them. I feel good things. Think this is going to work out. And, you know, she's used the best-looking picture out of all the girls. So,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she hasn't gotten any investment money out of you. She hasn't gotten any phones. It's like, she's really bad at this.
No, I don't know if she's really bad. This is a long con. Doing the long con, not being too heavy-handed. And,
right.
You know, I don't know. I'm very intriguing and handsome and a joy to be around. And, you know, listen, I've dated cheerleaders and, you know, heads of state or whatever the fuck I said. And, you know, she's just another notch on the belt.
Funny.
Wow.
Yep.
All right then, Casanova.
Yes. All right. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ. When this COVID-19 clears up, we will certainly have Russ back in studio. Always a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Popular with everybody. Where is he going? I actually needed him to do the Portobello read. Portobello's back this week.
Well, he probably just realized that and went to get the script.
I fucking texted him.
Yeah, I did.
Dumbass.
Yes. He just said, oh, shit, I have a read to do now.
Dumb
oh
motherfucker.
God.
I texted him. I specifically texted him. I think I might have even asked if he needs the read. You got it?
I've done that before, though.
It's Bergen County, New Jersey's most fine, exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, ensuring that every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, I don't know if they're having live entertainment, so I don't know about that.
Probably not. we're working on a comedy show. We're working on one. So.
Gotcha. But Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that happens to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello also will host eventually the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. So experience all the Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve to get back out and have a great meal, and you deserve Portobello.
Yes, they are open, so you definitely should try to go in. You know, they got good food. They're a good place. Please support them. Please support Vincent and their business. I know it's tough right now. Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Give us a call at 551-404-3094 or laughatomecomedy.com. Is anybody doing anything where they could see us?
Not a goddamn thing.
All right. Well, you work.
No.
You work this weekend. You're fine. You work this past weekend more than I've done. Good for you. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I might have a softball game tomorrow, so that's exciting. Oh, Lashana Tova. Happy Rosh Hashanah. That's coming.
Lashana Tova, yes.
Oh, wow.
Happy New Year. I'm surprised my daughter has to go to school, even though she's at home that day, on Rosh Hashanah. That's weird.
That is very weird. That's usually a day off.
Shows you how...
Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll let me know that we have a half day at the day program, which is interesting because basically it's a mostly Jewish folks that work there. So usually us Christians would hold the fort down the rest of the day, but no, they're letting us go half day. So
there you go.
Nice.
All right. Well, that was fun. We'll do it some other time. Good luck on your interview, Pip.